Hello.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. With a public opinion survey about
start over here. I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me better, sir?
Yes, that's a big improvement. Thank you. Who are you?
I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. And I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Wait a minute. I don't believe I'm the one you want to talk to. Just a second. Just a second. My wife will be right with you. I don't know.
You better get your hearing aids on so you can listen.
Yes.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay, and on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost
No, I will vote.
Thank you. If in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state office, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board?
I will. I vote for all of them.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1943.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you.
White.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns.
How long is this going to take? You didn't even ask if you were interrupting my evening. How long is this supposed to take?
It takes maybe like 6 minutes more.
All right, hurry.
I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have a lot about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote in Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, jobs and wages, water policy, homelessness, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living, or parental rights in education.
Public safety.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please let me know. The first one is Stephen Brando.
No opinion.
Okay. Gary Bredfeld.
Positive opinion.
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was a favorable opinion?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Not favorable at all.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
Don't have an opinion.
And Gavin Newsom.
Oh, somewhat disfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, business and city council member, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, and county assessors recorded, and Diane Bordes. For whom would you vote?
Bradfield.
Thank you. How certain are you that you're going to vote for Gary Bradfield, business council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain?
Somewhat
at all?
Certain.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being held by Stephen Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know enough about him.
Okay.
And what he's
doing. How would you rate of a job that's being done by Gary Bradfield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some of the descriptions of the candidates of Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely
less
to vote?
Less likely, much.
Much, okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Not at all.
Much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Candidate who's, yes, much less likely.
Okay. Candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely to vote?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Okay. Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who serves in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
I'm neutral on that.
Okay. Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And the last one is a candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library.
I don't have an opinion on that because my opinion may not be what theirs is.
Okay.
As what's pornographic.
Thank you. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates.
How long is this going to go on? You said 6 minutes.
Yes, we're almost done. Like 3 more minutes.
We better be done or I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Hurry up.
About three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, or small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for that candidate. Steve Brando currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has
led... You'd be likely to vote for him.
Yes. Who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life.
Agree with him on that.
There are good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for them.
Small chance.
Small, okay. Paul Dictus currently serves as a Fresno County assessor recorded. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice in taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close to county's $14 million deficit. DGTS will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for him?
Fair chance.
Thank you. Gary Bradfield currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for a law enforcement and our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected. Good chance, fair chance, small chance.
Good chance.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradfield, Stephen Brandu, Bryce Herrera, or Paul Dictus, Diane Bordes, for whom would you vote?
Hi, Darren Brandfeld.
Thank you. Finally, I'd like to ask you, just for statistical purposes, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the last year of school that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Thank you. Do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends? Okay. And that concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you.